What's up, honey? You want to talk? Of course. I'm always ready to listen to you. No, you're not bothering me at all. I was gonna put down the book soon anyways. It's been disappointing. Well, the author set up this really awesome mystery, but the answers just aren't that satisfying. Well, what are you gonna do? The mystery is almost always better than the actual answers to them. I know, right? The first two seasons are great, and then it completely goes off the deep end. So, what was it you really wanted to talk about? I can't imagine it was the difficulties of concluding mysteries. Hey, don't hide, please. There's nothing to feel embarrassed or shy about. It's okay, I promise. I will never judge you for anything. Just talk to me. You're not a bother. Please don't say that. I love you and I want to be here for you. I know you need to talk, or else you wouldn't have said anything in the first place. You don't need to hide from me. Hey, sweetheart, give me your hand. I want to hold it. Thanks, hon. I'm not squeezing too hard, am I? No? Good. I'm glad. Just breathe for me. Nice and slow. We'll breathe together, okay? That's it. All the way in. And all the way out. You're doing great, sweetie. I don't care if it's just breathing. You are an expert breather. You want to cuddle? Well, of course we can. You can lay your head right here on my chest. Get nice and comfy. There we go. Just keep breathing with me. Everything will be all right. You're not alone. So, are you sure you're ready to talk about it? I really don't want to pressure you or anything, but I do think it's important to talk. I hate seeing you this way, and I just want to help. Okay, I won't let go of your hand. Yeah. Okay. No, it's not dumb at all. Just because you can't exactly explain why you're feeling this way doesn't mean your feelings are somehow invalid. The fact that you're feeling anxious yet had the strength to open up should tell you just how strong you can be. Yes, I'm serious. You are strong. Instead of saying nothing and taking the easy route, you let me in despite your fears. I can't tell you how thankful I am of that, and happy I am that you trust me. I know you normally keep these sort of things to yourself, so this really means a lot. We'll get through this together, honey. Like I said, you're not alone. I will always be here for you. Pinky promise. If you're ever feeling off for whatever reason, I want to help any way I can. Doesn't matter if it's lending an ear or giving you cuddles. Whatever you need. Whenever you need it, I'm here. I'm so happy to hear sharing didn't go as bad as you expected. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm pretty exhausted. What do you say we cuddle up and go to sleep? Yeah? I'm glad you feel the same way. Besides, you'll probably feel much better once you're fully rested, right? Okay, come here, you. Comfortable? Of course, I'll keep holding your hand. I'll keep you safe all night. You don't need to worry about anything. Shut up. All those ASMR videos are finally paying off, right? Feel my warm body against yours. My chest expanding against your back with every deep breath in. Breathing all the way in. And all the way out. I know this might seem a little bit silly, but I want you to think about a paintbrush, a really big paintbrush, with the color black on the end of it. Every time you feel your mind wandering, I want you to paint over the thought with the brush, so the thought disappears. All that matters right now is how warm and relaxed you feel. With every breath you take. That's it. Feel your body become limp.